Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District regular board meeting of August 12th, 2024, which is this Monday. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Here.
Here.
Emily Clark. Teresa McKnight.
Here. Here. And we will excuse Emily. She's on her way from tennis. So another probably child doing tennis. All right, she'll be here soon. All right, exhibit number two. It is the motion reads that it is recommended that the Board of Education adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted, and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of August 12, 2024.
So moved.
Second. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzey.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. All right, exhibit number four. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our superintendent, Mr. Krebs. He is going to be recognizing Mrs. Iman, as well as, is Maria Pratt here? So with Rossford School STEM teachers for their outstanding accomplishments this year with the summer's drone camp. So I will turn it over to Mr. Krebs.
Thank you, Dawn. Words are going to be pretty hollow here, but joining us this evening, as you mentioned, is STEM teacher Andrea Iman. In recognition of the drone summer camp, and not enough can possibly be said. As we know, we are looking to always expand and the use of the R as, and more important, expand the STEM programming, and the drone camp was one such thing. First Solar, it's important to note, was the sponsoring partnership we made along with the Bulldog Foundation. So anytime you come to someone with an idea, but it maybe isn't quite fully developed, and someone with the enthusiasm of Ms. Iman jumps in and says, yes, no problem, we will do this, gets to work on it for several months, working extremely hard, attending extra meetings that we put together to just format the whole summer drone camp. Sensational amount of time, and the outcome was even more sensational. We opened it to 30 students initially in this first year. They filled almost immediately. And then many of you were able to attend kind of the last day, if you will, when the students were able to show off all the skills that they'd learned over the course of this two-week summer camp, which, again, getting 30 students in the middle of July is pretty astounding. And again, that's a testament to her teaching and her enthusiasm for the topic and her engagement with our students. Couldn't have asked for more. She also invited in additional community partners that I'll just read a short list that she brought in. Including Perrysburg Township Fire and EMS, the Rossford Police, of course, First Solar, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and Toledo Aerial Media, just to name a few. Outstanding. Lots of smiles, great learning that happened on that day. So we couldn't be more proud. I think she represents the best of the very best. And we couldn't be more proud of the work she's done this summer. So I thought it was only appropriate the board recognize her this evening as a small token of our appreciation and just amazement at what she's does. Of course, she'll be starting instruction at the R during the day this upcoming school year and expanding again that programming. And we are so excited and fortunate to have her on our team here at Rossford. So, Andrea, come on up, please be recognized.
Yeah.
Any words?
It was my pleasure. I had a great time. I'm thrilled to be expanding everything with all of us already.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for your time and commitment. It's a lot of work.
Thank you.
Wow.
Do what?
It's her daughter with her there.
Oh, okay. You can sneak out at any time if you'd like. Yes, because we are going into executive session. So exhibit number five, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education moved to executive session as provided by Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC section 121.22 to discuss the employment of public employees.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? No action will be taken. Right. So okay. Yep. Okay. There we go. Come back and yes. Okay. Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Yes.
Emily Clark.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzi.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we've come out of executive session at 7:33 p.m. All right, so we have our monthly reports, principals, directors, and supervisors' monthly reports. Ms. Stensik, we'll begin with you.
Absolutely. Thank you all for your very detailed reports. I'm going to flip through this. Dr. Niederhaus, thank you so very much for all of the things that you are looking at and you are working on. I was quite impressed to read all of those, and I'm excited to hear the outcome. I want to say good luck, all the students entering this year. We're super excited to have you. Let's everybody remember we have to have a little patience. I would start singing that right now, but might be a little hoarse. With the new schedule change, we all here sitting up here recognize the fact that it is going to be difficult for everyone going from what we did have as a schedule to what we do have as a schedule. And we just have to give each other grace and patience. So good luck this year.
All right.
I know it's going to be a challenge. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. I think we can do it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Klocko.
Yes, thank you for all the detailed reports. And I also like all of the formats of the reports looked so nice. So thank you for that. I know the community doesn't necessarily know how detailed these reports are, but they're just very evident of how very, very busy our staff is during the summer and in preparation for the school year. And it was great to read the tone of all of those reports and the positivity and the excitement for the new year. And I think we're off to a great start. So good luck to everyone on the first week of school.
All right. Ms. Huffman.
I am proud to say that I listened to my first podcast today. And I listened to the one about our new principal, Dr. Niederhaus. And it was very informative. Lots of good trivia information in there on his life. So I want to welcome you again. And I'm excited about, after I read your report, really excited about the energy you're bringing to this high school, junior high. Teachers aren't the only ones who are busy through the summer. There was just a lot of students busy kind of getting back their credits or getting more credits and getting more up to speed on things that they might be lacking in. So that was exciting. Lots of kids involved in some summer sessions. So that was exciting.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your detailed reports.
Yes. All right.
I'm just going to piggyback off what everybody was saying with Dr. Niederhaus is your beginning focus was on increasing academic performance and attendance. And I think that's huge. And then continuing what Jackie said too, is I actually I took Mr. Swavel's number and he said we were able to academically engage over 300 Rossford students. And he said that's 18% this summer with different camps. So I thought that was amazing. And then over 60 teachers and staff completed the science of reading training. So that's great. And then I wanted to echo what Mr. Taylor said, giving gratitude to our custodians and our cleaners and our groundskeepers for the buildings looking incredible. So thank you. I know there's a lot of time and effort, I can tell, in writing the report. So thank you to our principals and administrators and directors for all their information.
All right. Thank you. And I'll just say, just being on the FACE committee, I'm super pumped to see the Rossford Care Closet that we have. And as we continue to get grant funds for that, to support our families in need and just, you know, helping our families in the community. So I love that. So I really am excited to see more of that with the family liaison and the school counselor. So thank you for that. All right. Exhibit number 7, the 7A. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education accept the resignation of the classified personnel.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments?
I did want to say thank you to Ms. Sosi and Ms. Hamilton for all that they did for the district and wish them well.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the classified one-year limited contract effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7C. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering the district. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Molly Clacco.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. And Jamie, you're doing a great job. I know we're in a new system, so no, you're doing great. You're doing great. Exhibit number 7D. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the designation of school bus stops effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, so moved.
All right, Terry and then Jackie. Any questions or comments?
Thank you for all that hard work. That is amazing how it's all plotted out there. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Clacco.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7E. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education enter into a cooperative service agreement with Perrysburg Exempted Village Schools to transport public and non-public school students to Maumee Valley Country Day, Notre Dame Academy, St. Francis, St. John, St. Rose, St. Ursula, Toledo Christian, and Northwest Ohio Classical Academy effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I'm going to abstain just out of caution on this one, so thank you.
All right. Thank you. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Molly Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Abstain.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7F, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adopt the resolution for transportation of non-public school students effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Will you be abstaining for this one as well?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Lee Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7G. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education declare it impractical to transport developmentally handicapped pupils attending approved classes outside the district and to direct the superintendent to apply for special reimbursement for these students whose transportation is provided by other means effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Mike Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7H, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the certified staff to participate on the 2024-2025 school year response to intervention RTI team.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who's that?
Oh, Emily.
Emily. Yep. Okay. All right. Any questions or comments?
Just thank you to all those teachers, because that's a lot of hard extra work.
Yes, it is. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7I. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the USDA income eligibility guidelines effective July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7J. The motion reads that the Ross Board of Education approved the certified class or staff as a designated homebound instructor effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Blocko.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7K. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education enter into agreements with I Am Boundless Incorporated to provide behavioral support services for two Rossford school students effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7L. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education enter into an agreement with Toledo Pediatric Speech Therapy, LLC, to provide speech and language services on behalf of an All Saints Catholic School student effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7M. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the DECA team trip request to Charlotte, North Carolina from November 14th through the 17th, 2024 to participate in the Ultimate DECA Power Trip Leadership Conference.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
It looks like they're going to have fun.
Yes. And thank you for getting your stuff in early. So we appreciate that. All right. Roll call.
Yes.
McKnight.
Yes.
Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7N. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the Woolport proposal to provide enrollment projections and a student potential analysis for the Rossford Exempted Village School District.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7O. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the Wood County Interagency Transition Agreement effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Is that Terry? Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7P. The motion reads that the Ross Board of Education enter into an agreement with the Wood County Juvenile Detention Center, JDC, Juvenile Residential Center, JRC, to Northwest Ohio of Education Option Services effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Exhibit number 8. At this time, we have old business. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the 2024-2025 school year preschool handbook.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Exhibit number 9. At this time, we open it up for audience participation. If you are planning to speak to the audience, we would like for you to state your name and your address, and we'll give you 3 minutes and a 30-minute window of time. Please address the board as a whole. And again, if you go over and we have extra time, we will invite you back up. So if we have the sheet, thank you. All right, Rosemary. Hello, good evening.
Rosemary Arts, I live at 28603 Tracy Road. And just wondering, since I looked at the proposed agenda, there was nothing on it yet about what final decision has been made about the subpay. Have we come up with anything? Has it been brought up?
And we will probably have discussion and open discussion. We plan to have some conversation during that time. We can't have a back and forth at this point.
Okay.
Yes.
Just since I didn't see anything on here, I just wanted to see if it was going to be brought up.
Yes, thank you for your comments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Listening. Thanks, Rosemary.
Thank
you. All right, exhibit. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board? All right, thank you for being here. Exhibit number 10, A, board reports. Ms. Stensic, we'll begin with you.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Klacko?
Yes, the facilities meeting met this past month. And we sat down and we discussed the future of our district with facilities. We are waiting on a per pupil report from the superintendent that we're working on as a district and making plans for the growth, potential growth in our district. So it's an exciting time again in Rossford, and the facilities committee is looking to servicing that growth in our students.
All right. Dan, I don't know if you wanted to address anything with regards to that before we move on.
No, as the board just passed the Wolpert student enrollment study, that's going to be pretty thorough. One of the things that we know we're talking about is with all of the development going on along the 795 corridor and the businesses, in addition to that, we are now seeing propping up several multi-unit housing developments to support the workers and the increased interest in this area as a whole. So I think it's important, one, to get those studied numbers out there. Appreciate the board approving that. I think they're looking to turn that around and have those numbers to us back either late October or early November. And certainly one of the other factors that we've talked about was prior to the last school year, and numbers aren't finalized going into this year yet, but we saw over 200 new residential enrollments in our district prior to last year. So all of those factors considered, we thought it was a good time to take a hard look at what's going on in terms of enrollment, those projections into the future, especially with respect, again, to the development of housing units and business development. So there will be more to come as we find out more.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Huffman?
I have no board reports.
Well, Mrs. McKnight?
Thank you. The legislative liaison, there are three things here. Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill that mandates the AEDs, automatic external defibrillators. Did I say it right? Okay. But I contacted Dan because, if memory served me correctly, we have this all taken care of because Donna Linthicum took care of these many years ago.
Correct. Yeah, I know. Board Member McKnight, we talked about this briefly. And certainly we need to thank Donna Linthicum for being ahead of the curve on this with AEDs. We do have them in all of our buildings. So we're working actually with Navigate Prepared that shows up all those icons. There was an update on the app, and when those transferred over, those specific locations didn't turn up in the maps, but that's a Navigate thing we're working to get corrected. But certainly those are in our buildings and hopefully never to be used.
Uh-huh. Right.
But thank you to Nurse Lindcombe again for being ahead of the curve on that way back when.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Krapps.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also the Religious Expression Days Act was signed into law by Governor DeWine, and that goes into effect on October 20th. And it states all public schools must reasonably accommodate a student's sincerely held religious beliefs and practices under a new Ohio law, which includes granting students up to 3 excused absences for religious expression days per year. And I know that the next one is the cell phone policy, and people have asked me questions about that, but I think it's important that that people realize that it doesn't go into effect until July 1st, 2025, for the 2025-2026 school year. But if you want to explain our cell phone policy for Rossford, that would I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the governor, every district in the state of Ohio is required to have a policy in keeping with whatever the local control wants. So I've spoken to Dr. Niederhaus about this. as well as Mr. Taylor at the elementary. Currently, at the elementary, students are not permitted to have their cell phones there to remain in their locker and turned off for the duration of the school day. Down here at the 612 campus, it's a little bit different in that they are to be put away out of sight, with the exception of between classes, and they are also permitted to have them during lunch periods. So that's something I think that Dr. Niederhaus and I have talked about, getting staff feedback here at the downtown campus to see what they think would be the best. Of course, implementation is always the toughest part for our staff. And so that's some information he'll be collecting from his team members there at the junior senior high or here. And then we'll be enacting a policy that follows accordingly. We've also shared, obviously, that we're not looking to go backward on this, meaning at the very least, it would, the current practices would remain in place. If there's any adjustments, my suggestion would be that they'd be more stringent on how often a student has those available. Why? Because now, since those original things went in place, we now have a one-to-one, meaning each student has a Chromebook in which they can use for daily instruction. Initially, when cell phones became much more useful, and we did not have a one-to-one, some teachers found those beneficial to do a class project, use them for research, but we know that that's not always the way they're used. And additional studies from many medical places around the world show that that screen time should be reduced, if at all possible, on cell phones. There's a lot of benefits to that, but we'll leave that to Dr. Niederhaus and his staff to make those final feedback and bring those, and then we'll discuss them in the policy committee meeting. I'm certain we'll have something in place well before the deadline, and then we'll have a communication should there be any additional changes that we'll communicate at that time.
And Terry, the students at the junior senior high, I know I received it from Dr. Niederhaus. The newsletter went out outlining for the parents what exactly the expectation was for cell phone usage. So the parents have also been updated in the community.
Hey, that's great.
At the junior senior high, I'm sure. I don't have an elementary student anymore, but.
Right.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And then the rec center, they're just highlighting, they are inviting everybody to the River Fest this Saturday, starting at 2:00. Lots of food, lots of polka music and the pierogi contest and all kinds of fun things. So they're highlighting all that. And looking on renovations for the gym.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. And I don't have any updates. I know we're going to be having a finance committee meeting, hopefully in the next couple weeks. Yes. All right. Exhibit number 10B, correspondence. We had no correspondence, but we do have an OSBA delegate appointment for annual business meeting. So we need to appoint someone, and who's interested in doing that? Anybody for the taking?
A little bit more information.
Okay.
So this is, if you recall, this was last year.
The OSBA conference?
We went to OSBA.
Right. So OSBA every year has a kind of a meeting for all of the districts. And so each district has a delegate to, you know, and you'll get some of the things that they're going to be voting on. And then you, you know, decide and you will be there as a representative to Rossford schools. So it is a long meeting. It's a couple hours. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it was long. I was there a couple times. So it's long, but I mean, it's actually good, especially for the new people, if you would like, because then you learn about the policies at the state level. And I know you're already our legislative liaison. So if either of you two, because I know, is everyone planning to go to OSBA? Yes. Okay. So who would like to be the delegate? Because I'm not this year.
I would be if Emily. Okay.
All right.
I thought you meant that he was going to be our when you.
No, I was just going to have Jamie explain it. I was just going to have Jamie explain.
Okay.
It, okay. So Terry, thank you for volunteering.
What did I get myself?
Yes, I'm the alternate.
There you go. You guys can go together if you want. Well, no, actually, they only give you one. Yeah, they only give you one. You actually will get, yes, a ribbon, credentials to get in, because not everybody can. Yeah, not everybody can get in.
Okay.
All right. This month, we had 25 nice job notes. So thank you to everyone for the beginning of the school year. And so now we are opening it up to open discussion. And the first item is going to be the sub pay. So at this point, I know Jamie has was out when we talked about this. However, he was given information and he did share the stuff that we had received. So we want to have some conversation with that, with the board, because Jamie, maybe first off, share a little bit of where you are at with the information that you shared with the board.
Well, we took Megan Spengler and a group of HR folks who stay pretty current with salaries, whether it be sub pay, whether that be any other pay. And she provided us sub pay for different districts throughout the area. So looked at it. And we came up with an average district's pay and then looked at our numbers and we weren't really that far off. And then came up with a column to recommend, you know, this is where I think would be fair, brings us over the average, under the maximum. So that was kind of the theory.
All right. So I'll open up to the board to have conversation about that.
I think that we have to think about our students, and in my opinion, I think that we have to be very attractive to our substitutes coming to our district, be it both subs in the buildings as well as our bus driver subs. And when the call goes out, we want the tenacious and the ready, and I think that that should be at a premium. I think that we should be the district that everybody wants to be at. And that should be financially rewarding for the subs. I think that this is an opportunity for us to get the best of the best. So I think that if we're looking at it, I think that there should definitely be an increase. So we are getting continuity. We're getting the subs that want to work, and we're getting them first before they go to another district because they're pinching pennies and they can see they can make more elsewhere.
All right. And I want to make sure that all the board members do have that information with regards to the recommendation that Jamie is making to increase the amount. I guess wanting to know just where everyone stands and if everyone is in agreement with that. If so, I mean, we could do a motion here and then approve that recommendation that Jamie has put forth.
I'm fine with the recommendation. I appreciate the work that you and Rosemary put into it and your staff, because I know she got the ball rolling and gave us a nice head start on it. So thank you, Rosemary. We appreciate it. But the recommended column, the one to the far right, I think is good.
Yeah,
I'm in agreement with it.
All right. So if someone wants to put forth the motion, then Jamie can write that down.
I make a motion that we adopt the recommended column of the salary study that Jamie and the rest of the staff have put together.
I second that.
All right. All right. Any questions or comments?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. And I'll just say this, because I know people in the audience don't know it. We will have, if afterwards you want to see the column, you're more than welcome to come and view it, and we'll share that with you. So that way, again, the audience people out in the TV land can come in and get any information from our treasurer. So, all right, thank you. All right, the next one that was on the agenda was the board workshop. So I just wanted to talk about that because I happened to go to some PD professional, because I'm back into my district, and We had just finalized our strategic plan where in the district I was in, and I know we have used OSBA in the past. They're free. However, based on what goals we have as a district and the things we want to accomplish, I wanted to talk about potentially looking even into something bigger than just OSBA. And potentially some districts, what they will do is they will have teachers involved, students involved in the process of the strategic plan. So I know we have done some of that in the past. However, I know OSBA, it's some of it is confined. And so I don't know if we want to, ask our superintendent and treasurer if they would look at some other options as far as providing a company or something that would come in and help us do something and it be a little bit bigger than what we have done. Because I know we've done something, but it seems as though we didn't have the voice of the student, which I don't feel like we've had the voice of the student, have we? Because I don't remember that. So I feel that's important. The voice of the staff, and have we done that? I feel like we have not. And so if we are talking about culture, and that's one of the things that's come up from our board and some of our staff, I think that we need to have a comprehensive strategic plan. So that's what I'm suggesting. And I wanted to throw out a name of a company, but again, I don't have any connection with them, but I was I went to a session and I was blown away with what they're doing for the district and incorporating the voices of everyone who is a part of the district. So
did you say that the OSBA one was free?
Some of it is.
No, because when we pay for.
But I don't feel like we're getting a lot out of it. I mean, that's me personally. So if we are paying, it's not a lot. As far as what we get out of it.
You're talking when Cheryl comes?
Yeah, Cheryl Ryan. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's right. We do pay.
We pay a lot. Time out.
We do, but I feel like we don't get enough. And so I'm recommending that we look at some other options and we incorporate and maybe OSBA will do that. I don't know.
Terry had suggested something way a year ago when we were down at OSBA.
When I was at the Capitol conference, I attended two workshops and one I did accidentally and it was on strategic planning. Mm-hmm. I thought it was on something else, but both of them had companies that came in. They did not use OSBA.
Yeah.
And the strategic planning, they had pictures of students and staff and, all working together. So, and community members so they got input and it took a very long time, but you go on their website and their strategic plan is detailed and there's no question in their mission and vision focuses. So both the sessions I went to did not use OSBA.
So if you want to provide those to Dan, if people are interested.
Yeah, because we both reviewed what they put out and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And the taxpayers have spent this much money on all these buildings and Dr. Niederhaus is going to be very diligent on working on the academic side of things. And we're working on that with the schedule. I really think we need to step up all the way.
Yeah.
And the strategic plan should represent everybody and definitely take a look at the companies that's what they do.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Well, great. So are
and you have a name of someone that you work
with? Well, I do. Again, I think it's up to, I'm going to put it like we give names if anybody else has things.
Send an email. To whatever. I can certainly follow up on that and do some research and bring that to the board.
And OSBA has done a phenomenal job. So I don't want to discount what they've done because they have done some great things. We've hired, superintendent. I mean, we've done some really, really good things. I just think if the things that we are doing now and, we've talked about the mission and vision statement and how, you know, it's not encompassing of everyone. And so if that is the case, we want to hear from all voices, because what I might think is good, or, and we all have talked about, we hear things from different people. So to bring that together, I think would be good.
I agree.
Okay. All right. So then the next thing is the finance committee. Okay. Just wanting to make sure we are going to have it. And who are our people on the finance committee? Yeah. Okay.
Janine.
Okay. Janine. Okay.
Schmidt.
Okay.
Mary.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So, because I know Tiffany is the alternate.
I can't do the 19th.
But so that's my first choice. Yes. I already gave him my first and second choices. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Because I mean,
I make the 19th work in the afternoon.
Well, this would be in the evening.
Yeah. I'm fine with the evening.
Oh, okay. So yeah, this isn't. Okay. Okay. Because this is in the evening. Because I can't do it during the day. So, okay. But the 19th would be best if we could. That would be awesome. All right. And then we also had some information from Likewise Academy. And I had asked Dan to send information to the board so you could review it, so that if this is something we want to acknowledge, then we can put that on the board agenda for next month. I know he was going to do some, him and I had spoke about looking at, they have a program, but I don't know if the plan is in place completely, and maybe you want to speak to that, because my only concern is what I had shared with him earlier, is that, you know, I don't want to acknowledge something unless it's something that is in place, a plan, because when we're sending our children out to go to different entities, we want to make sure that it's vetted, it's something that's put up. I mean, I spoke to Julia just to ask her, because of it being a policy that we have in place, we have a policy, so anybody can do, and this program, any program, if they want to take their child and have them go to whatever program that exists within our community or outside of our community, they have that right. So I was questioning, you know, do we have to put it on, you know, the agenda? Is it necessary? And she said, well, you can acknowledge it. That way it's something that the board is acknowledging. I just want to make sure that we are not, what I shared with Dan is I want to make sure that we are not opening up Pandora's box, you know, because if you're acknowledging one, you acknowledge all, you know. So if Scientology or whoever chooses, you know, again, they are allowed to. But we as a board, once we acknowledge it, we're opening it up to anyone. The other piece is the integrity of our programs here, is what I shared with Dan, is that, you know, for me, my mom was a phys ed teacher. And so to me, phys ed is just as important as English, because in art and, you know, the technology. And so when we're pulling kids out, our policy states that it's the courses, that's the core courses. So then that means that they're being pulled out of all of our other courses, library, what have you, is what it says in our policy. And I think everything that we do here is important. So I just want to put that out there. It's not that I don't think it's a good program. It's just that I had some questions that I wanted to make sure we talked about before we put it on the agenda for next month. Any other questions or comments?
Just for clarity, I think in the update, did you say they would be out of lunch and recess?
Right. So I met with representatives from the LifeWise program. I think first and foremost, people listening and those that there's a few myths that need to be dispelled that I think some people have in their minds. First and foremost, the district assumes no responsibility for this program. So this while we acknowledge it, any parent that would choose to have their child participate, that is entirely voluntary. The parent and the LifeWise program assumes all responsibility. The programming cannot be held on school district property. It must be off school property. This particular location that I met with, they were talking about, is Lutheran Church of the Master on Simmons Road. That program is also responsible for the transportation to and from their site. Again, all voluntary basis in advance from those parents, and at no cost to the district or the taxpayers in it. So there, it's important for people to understand that the district would be acknowledging should the board choose to go in that direction. But it would have to be in keeping with policy number 5223, which those representatives, which provides release time for religious instruction, which the representatives from LifeWise were familiar with as they had that particular policy included in the information they provided to me and which was subsequently shared with the board. So those are some important elements of the program. They are thinking about a launch, a winter launch. They're thinking possibly November, I think, was the timeline provided there, if not shortly after the holiday break. But again, those, I'm not familiar with the process that they use, but I was understanding in my one meeting with them that they have to, you know, recruit their own people to teach these classes. The people who volunteer to teach them are trained by their program. They also would be responsible for all the vetting of any said volunteers that work there. So the LifeWise program would be responsible for any BCI, FBI background checks, which was also included in the materials sent to you. So essentially, the onus is entirely on that entity. Students would be released. One possibility would be during the school day. I did impart to them how important all of our programming is, even outside of the content areas, for students to participate. When you have 850 students in the elementary, too, the time that makes the most sense, as I shared with them and was fairly emphatic, that be the time would be lunch and recess time, so that they are not missing the continuity of all the other programming that we follow and have for our kids, and that our teachers feel is very important and work very hard at providing. So that would be, that kind of captures the essence of that program. Like I said, it's in keeping with our board policy currently in place. And the rest of the information is to you. The details President Burks talks about is, you know, would there, and LifeWise isn't quite sure yet, but, you know, how many they would have to make sure that those parents are volunteer to have their children participate, how they're thinking they have a bus to transport those kids to and from. But participation rates would depend on if it would be by grade level or just perhaps in one classroom setting, if you will. So those are things that LifeWise has to work with and secure on their end, along with the aforementioned, all the vetting on their end. And like I said, the onus is on them and parents who choose to have their children participate.
Okay.
Are there any districts around?
Yeah, other districts that do participate that I'm aware of, Eastwood, Elmwood, and I believe there are some schools in the Perrysburg School District that are also a part of that programming. More active in other counties. There's a district, and I don't want to say because I'm not certain, but there was a large participation rate in a district farther south of here in another county. That they also mentioned that has been in place for a number of years.
Yeah, Julia did say when I spoke to her that there are several districts around the state that are doing this. Again, it is part of our policy. So, you know, my question was more about, you know, when we are acknowledging something as a board and making a statement, basically, because that's what that's all that is a statement. We're not endorsing, supporting, or what have you. It's just saying that we acknowledge it, is that we are now opening it up for anyone. So if we can't just do for one and not do for, I mean, if we have all these multiple groups and they start coming, what does that look like? The other thing is just the fact that, you know, I feel uncomfortable when the plan is not in place, when he's saying, well, they may do this, well, they may do that. You know, we're sending our children and the parents get to decide that. But then those, you know, I don't know if these people are vetted. Have they, I mean, we, our staff have to go through a BCI check. So those are just questions that I have before we would, you know, acknowledge the fact that this is a program that's in existence here, because they're already doing recruiting. I know you and Tiffany are on the interest list that we were provided. So I don't know what that looks like. You know, are you volunteering or what have you? I don't know, because I don't know what that interest list means. But, you know, so just asking for clarity with that, because, you know, my question is what is it, you know, and what does it entail? Is it, those are just questions I had. So that's why I said to Dan, I think it's good we talk about it before we would even put it on the board agenda.
Dan, would there be representatives that from LifeWise that would come, and or how would we do that?
So he's already met with
question.
Well, that's why I spoke with him, because yes, he already met with the Life. I don't know who you all met.
Yeah, I met with some representatives, including the pastor at Lutheran Church of the Master. And so he's the contact that we've been in communication with the most. So exactly how those other elements work, we'll be communicating with him, again, you know, but that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it, if you will. And you have the information in front of you, but the biggest thing too, for the board acknowledging, is there are, I'm sure, people that may hear about it, you know, the proverbial over the fence conversation. And we need people out there to be aware that the district does not endorse the program, nor does it talk either way in favor or against the program, but it's an acknowledgement that parents volunteer for, and that is not at the expense of the taxpayer.
One question I have, though, you said what Terry had said with recess and lunch. What's the time frame for recess and lunch? Because if that's on Simmons Road, how
40
are
minutes? 40
how
minutes.
Okay, so how much time are they allotting for this education? See, those are the things that I have questions about, you know, because how are they getting there? And like, it sounds like a bus or some type of van. What is the amount of time? Because, you know,
Yeah, I mean, those are things that they're familiar with, that they would be responsible for, to make sure that, again, the students are picked up in a timely manner and certainly returned in a timely manner. So when instruction resumes, those students are present and in place where they need to be.
And this is happening in other schools in Northwest Ohio. I was just out in Henry County today, and I did see LifeWise signs out in Henry County. I saw him at Liberty Center.
So what does that look like in that school? So, because I know you...
It's in Perrysburg, it's in Eastwood, and it's in Elmwood.
Yep.
So they're going...
So what does it look like is what
so
I'm
it
asking.
Looks like a bus comes and gets them.
I'm talking about the programming, and what does that look like?
I think they have a website.
They do, and well, they also...
No, I was going to say... I mean, I don't know, because this is all new information for me.
Go to...
that's why I'm asking.
LifeWiseAcademy.com.
They don't give us, they don't specify on the website what exactly the children are being taught. It's an overview, but it's the parents' choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
The parents have to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Very sound at this point. Our policy stipulates that parents and guardians, you have to give consent, that, you know, that all totality of responsibility lies on LifeWise. I think that this is, it's our policy protects us very clearly, and we're not promoting it. We're right. Not discouraging it. It states right here that the children can participate if parent wishes them to do that.
Yeah, and it also states in there, right, so how the programming looks, there's character instruction that includes a Bible passage, which is taught by their instructors on their sites, wherever
they use a phrase like hand, heart. I read something here.
Again, I'm not against it. I'm just saying that.
Actually, what's being taught is not anywhere unless you.
Parents can do what they want with their children. My thing is as a board, is that something we want to do? Because again, then you open it up for every single group. Every single group. And then to me, I'm not going to pick and choose which one that I'm supporting or acknowledging, because that's not my place, to be honest. That's whoever the parent is and what they want to do. We have a policy. So that's the things I brought up with Dan, to be very transparent, because I just think that, you know, we are, as a board, we're focused in on what's happening within our district and the teachers and the staff. I don't want to get into, if we have a policy, then those parents can do homeschool. They can be a part of, there's a lot of policies that we have where the students that aren't even here, but we don't acknowledge every single thing that exists. So that's just where I was talking to Dan about that. So that's just my thoughts. So if that's something we want to put on the agenda, we can for next month, since this program is not even going to be starting till December. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I would support it, because I don't want to open that box up. I mean, I'm all about faith. I have no problems with that. I think parents should be able to do what they want with their children and provide those extra things that are important to their household. But for me, as being an educator and someone within and overseeing a district, a public education institution, I think that should not be something that we are doing. We can acknowledge it through our policy, which that's what a board is to do policy. So that's where I'm at. But we can put it on the agenda if the board sees that as something they would like to acknowledge.
And likewise, is the one reaching out to the parents. We're not allowed to permit.
We can't have anything to do.
So I really don't even think it, in my opinion, I don't even know if it's an agenda item. It's more of a, likewise is driving the bus here. And if they want to put it out and the parents find out about it, then the parents would have to pursue that with this organization and then follow our policy, which we already have in place.
Dan, I have a question. When they met with you, did they say that they needed to have us acknowledge it, or what?
No, they didn't. There's a recommended acknowledgement statement that some districts use, some don't. It can be modified. It's a suggestion or a recommendation. It's obviously not a requirement.
Yes. Do you get us that statement? Because I didn't see that and I could have overlooked it, so my humble apologies.
I did include it because it can be modified according to whatever the district wants.
Would like to see what it is.
Sure.
And then, So I think do we have any kids here currently that are a part of the program? Is this new in this area? Because you said that it was at Eastwood and Elm.
It's in Perrysburg.
So do we have students here in Rossford that are participating?
There's parents that that brought this up. So there's parents that want to do this.
Good.
I didn't specifically ask names of those people.
No. But... Well, I mean, we have a list. We have, and some of these people probably have children within the district.
Right.
I didn't know if there's someone actually doing it right now or if this.
It hasn't started here yet.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. It's not going to start till the winter.
Okay.
So it hasn't started.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And obviously there wouldn't be enough time to take one of our children and drive them to Perrysburg or Eastwood or Elmwood. So I don't see how there could be one.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be local, real close. Okay. All right. Any other agenda items open discussion items?
Just so the clarifying, so you'll send that to, so what's the step that we're going to do?
Well, what I heard from, any board member can recommend putting it on the agenda.
Okay, but we don't need.
So what I heard is that we weren't going to, based on from everybody that spoke.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I know you didn't, but she said it. She said it, and I said it, and I didn't hear from Terry. So if the majority of the board is saying that's not something they want to do, we can put it on the agenda,
Anybody can put anything on the agenda. I'm just saying normally we put things on that we're all normally, for the most part, usually.
I don't think it's an agenda item.
No, that's.
I would like a clarification on that. I get that's what I asked for. What is the statement?
Well, that's what he's asking if we're.
So what I will do is I will check again with our legal counsel if that is required to be on. I don't think it is. I will send you the recommended acknowledgement is what it's called from LifeWise that we're not required to use and that can be amended by any district or not. But I would not recommend the acknowledgement that they suggested simply because I don't think it best fits. So, but I will send it to you, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, and Tiffany, Julia did say it depends on the board. I mean, you don't have to because we have a policy. So when I spoke to her earlier today, because that was one of the things that came up with regards to when I was speaking to Dan and had some questions, and I was already speaking to him about some other things that we were going to be discussing, I asked about that. So I just wanted to kind of get an idea before we came to the board meeting.
I just guessed it's the last statement. I just want to clarify again. The last statement of our policy says that nothing shall constitute an endorsement of religion or infringe upon an individual's First Amendment right. As a board, I don't feel we're neutral because our policy says we should be. If parents want to do this is amazing for them. If parents don't want to do this, that's amazing for them too. But I don't think the board has to make any motion or movement on it because this company, that's their business. And they're the ones that are going to put the information out to the people that they want to participate. And the children and the parents are protected by our policy. So I think it's a win-win for everybody and we're protected by policy.
So I think the reason it came up, Tiffany, too, is because I think when they sent that to Dan, that the goal was is that we do acknowledge it as a board. You know, I don't think it's necessary. So that's what I was having conversation with Dan about, because again, I don't think we should get into that. Because then you're opening up things where now we have to acknowledge everything and they're allowed to do it.
They can do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
The parents, they can sign them out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is absolutely for a parent if this is something.
Yeah. So if that's what they want to do, that's what they do. I just don't think that the board should have to.
Okay. So then according the policy, then Dan would reach out.
We don't have to say anything.
Okay.
What they're saying, legal is saying that we don't have to do anything.
So we
they
don't
can do whatever they want to do, and
we can let Dan take care of it.
Yep.
Is that what we're saying?
They have to.
Well,
I'll see already.
Yeah. So it's Terry, just to clarify. Yeah, it's in policy. Nothing's changed. We've had the policy since 1997.
So it was recess or lunch.
Yeah.
So, okay. I guess
we would send them
right.
Here are the times
right.
For the different grade levels. Here are the times for your programming for those parents who choose to pursue it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right.
All right. Any other open discussion items? All right. Keep it moving. All right, exhibit number 12A, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education move to executive session as provided by Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC section 121.22 to discuss the treasurer's evaluation. Mm-hmm. Second. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Emily Clockham.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzel.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. And do I have to put a time? 8:31 or no? We put the time 8:31. All right. Yes, sir. If everybody else wants to go bye bye, we will stay in here.